Hello, ad-free shows. Welcome to the relaunch of the world's greatest wrestling game show. Goodbye, WrestleGamia. Hello, the game event. Tonight, a minimum of three and possibly four contestants will be chosen from our studio audience to play the 1980s game show Bullseye for a chance to win gift cards to boxofgimmicks.com and more. And as a bonus, any top guy, gal, or person who is selected could be playing for the biggest single prize in the history of our show. Thank you to all of you who have attended our past events, and a special shout out to those AFS members who are joining us for the first time. We hope you find our event to be different and entertaining. Like me, with a little luck, a lot of knowledge, and a lot more luck, one of you could walk away tonight with over $1,000 in prizes. And here is what you will be playing for. $9 tier will be playing for whatever they spin in the bonus round. $29 tier will have another $50 in gift cards added to their money in Box of Gimmicks gift cards plus their final total. $49 tier will start with $100 in gift cards plus whatever they make in the bonus round. Top guys, gals, and people will also have $100 in gift cards added to their total, but will have an easier path to win the first prize. In addition, if a top guy is selected to play in round one and wins, our grand prize will be activated. Again, all contestants will be picked at random. Good luck. Josh, who is number 14?
T-Weave.
T-Weave! Welcome to the game event. Where are you from and what tier are you, my friend?
Top guy from Huntsville.
Who drew number 16?
16 would be Tyler.
Tyler! Where are you from and what level are you?
I'm from New Hampshire and I'm a slapnut.
Excellent. It's time to play the game event. This is the wrestling game show where daring determines the fate of the player. This is the game of strategy, luck, and knowledge. This is Bullseye on the game event. Welcome to the game event. I'm Efren, exclusively here on adfreeshows.com. Two contestants have been selected to play Bullseye for the chance to win over $1,000 in gift cards and prizes to Box of Gimmicks and beyond. Here are the rules. Bullseye is a trivia game consisting of eight categories per round. The windows will spin, and when you tell me stop, I will hit the button that will display a category with a random value assigned to it, which will represent the value of each correct question. The top two windows will have four different categories each. The bottom window will display a number. That number will be your contract. To remain in control of the board and control the points, you must be the person that completes the contract. So if the contract was three questions at 100 points each, that round would be worth 300 points. Answer all the questions correctly, you will have completed the contract. Those points will go in the bank. You will then have the option to spin again to complete another contract and build that money, or you can bank the money that you have earned, which cannot be stolen from you. But if you bank the money, control passes to the other person, who will then try to build their bank. The first person to bank 2,000 points with a completed contract will win the game and go on to play for gift cards to Box of Gimmicks and beyond. Here are your categories. WWE Encyclopedia. Ad-free shows for January and February. wrestling cities, wrestlers in movies, word scramble, finishers, Hall of Fame celebrities and beyond, five-star Meltzer, and below is the contract window. It can range from 1 to 5 and a bullseye. If a bullseye comes up, we'll talk about it then. Okay? Let me bring up the podiums. Hey, it worked. Controls to you, T-Weave, and Tyler, please make sure you are unmuted. Let's spin them up. T-Weave, tell me when to stop them.
Stop.
WWE Encyclopedia for 200, Word Scramble for 250, your contract is 5. Which of those two would you like?
Let's go Word Scramble.
Words.
Whatever that means.
Look at the screen. Aside from being an AFS's talent's catchphrase, this is the term that replaced the words toot toot on the AFS $29 tier. Name it.
Oh, come on.
Time. Control passes over. Tyler?
Slapnut.
5 seconds. Say it again.
Slapnut.
Slapnut is correct. 4 questions remain, Tyler. Josh, please play question number 2 in Word Scramble. A suburb of Los Angeles, this is where SoFi Stadium is located, built on the ground where Hollywood Park Racetrack and the Great Western Forum were. Name this city.
Inglewood.
That is correct. Josh, please play the third Word Scramble. This right actually isn't a right. Its definition is to be excessively proud and boastful, to talk about one's achievements or possessions. Name this word, which shares its name with part of a WWE retired pay-per-view.
Bragging.
That is correct. Josh, please play the next Word Scramble. This is what you count down before an Iron Man match ends. You also shout these every January in WWE. Name this plural word and emphasize the plural for me.
Seconds.
That is correct. One more completes the contract. One more and you control the board. Please bring up the next question, Josh. This band had a song that was the WWE Raw theme from November 16, 2009 to July 16, 2012. Name the band.
Nickelback.
That is correct. And you have completed the contract. All right. 1250 points is now in the pot.
I think I'm going to bank it.
You're going to bank it, or you can continue spinning. If you can get to 2000 first, you win. Or you can bank it, and that money cannot be taken from you. Points, those points.
I'm going to bank it.
He's going to bank it. Okay. Control passes back to T-Weave. T-Weave, I'm going to spin the board. Tell me when to stop. Let's spin them up.
Stop.
Wrestling cities for 150. Finishers for 350. Your contract is 3. Which
wrestling
category?
Cities.
Wrestling cities. This is also a visual clue. God help us. Josh, please bring up city number 1. Set along the banks of both banks of the Mississippi River, the city is known for its 13 lakes, as well as the headquarters for Vern Gagne's AWA from 1960 to 1991. Name it.
Minnesota. Minneapolis.
That is incorrect. Control passes over. Tyler, do you know it?
Minneapolis.
That is correct. Josh, please play the second city. The 10th most populous in California, this city's largest employer has a mouse as its mascot, employing over 25,000 at its property.
It also hosted WrestleMania's first Iron Man match. Name it.
Anaheim.
That is correct. One more. One more completes the contract. Josh, please play the third city. This is the largest city in the Pacific Northwest. Its most popular tourist destination is a market where over 10 million people visit every year. It is also home to the last WrestleMania with a teen number in it. Name it.
Seattle.
That is correct. And you have completed the contract. 450 is in the pot, Tyler.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
He's going to go. He keeps it in there. Let's spin him up. Tyler, tell me when.
And stop.
WWE Encyclopedia for 200. Five-star Meltzer for 350. Your contract is four.
Could go WWE Encyclopedia.
This will put you over. Four questions completes this contract. Here we go. Here's your first question. Page 263. Vince McMahon once declared him the most unique manager in the business. He made a historic return to WWE at WrestleMania 20, and then months later at the Great American Bash, where he was encased in a crypt full of cement. Name this Hall of Fame talent.
Paul Bearer.
That is correct. You are three away from winning the game. Your second question. Page four. Debuting in 2019, Mick Foley announces this new title could be defended at any time and any place, just like the Hardcore Championship from 20 years earlier. Give me the name of this belt.
The 24/7 Championship.
That is correct. You are two away from winning the game. Page 46. Perched in a creaky old rocking chair and illuminated by the glow of an ominous lantern while flanked by two oversized goons known as his family, he began his dark pursuit by punishing all who refused to follow the buzzards. Name him.
Bray Wyatt.
That is correct. Here's where we are. Tyler, if you can answer the next question correctly, you will have won the game and move on to the bonus round. If not,
all right,
T-Weave gets a chance to steal the contract on one question. This is for the game. Page 158. Remembered as one of the most loathed villains in sports entertainment history, this man was a bodyguard for the Shah of a Middle East country and an alternate for the 1968 Olympic amateur wrestling team. And he was a two-time Asian freestyle champion. For the game, name him.
The Iron Sheik.
You've done it!
All right.
You're welcome.
T-Weave, you ran into a little bit of trouble there, but you got the state right.
Yeah, I knew the city. I just, whatever. It's okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Tyler, you are a $29 tier, correct?
Yes.
So you will be playing for $50 in gift cards to Box of Gimmicks, plus whatever else you make in this bonus round. This is how it is going to work. Tyler, behind these windows are point amounts, bullseyes, and behind one of these windows is lightning. To win the gift cards, you must get a bullseye in every window. Any point amount that comes up will be added to your total. So if 100 comes up, that's going to be $1 in gift cards to Box of Gimmicks. 500 comes up, $5. You can freeze any window that has a bullseye prior to your next spin. So if you freeze a window that has a bullseye and the lightning is behind it, you can spin for the rest of the game. The lightning is only behind one of the windows. If you can get three bullseyes or make it 10 spins without hitting the lightning, you'll win $50 in gift cards to boxofgimmicks.com, and we will double whatever you made in the bonus round. Now,
okay,
this is where it gets tricky. As the winner of the first game, you have the option to decide if you win this, do you want to play again? If you can win the second game and the second bonus round, you will win what? Josh, what do we have behind that curtain? It's a WWE Championship belt. You choose either the WWE Attitude Era Women's Championship, the WCW Heavyweight Big Gold Championship, the Yellow Intercontinental Championship, or the replica Blue Winged Eagle. With a polyurethane strap and plates made from zinc alloy, the belt comes with a cloth carrying bag displaying the WWE logo. And it can be yours tonight on the Game Event. Tyler,
yeah.
you're going to decide right now, do you want to play just for the gift cards, or do you think you can win this round, beat another contestant, and then come back here and win again? If you can do that, you will win the gift cards in both rounds, plus the belt, becoming the Game Event's all-time winner. You have 20 seconds to think about it, starting now.
If I lose this one, or if I win this one and then lose in the second one, do I lose the gift cards for the first one?
It is an all or nothing bet.
Okay. I'm going to stick with the gift cards from this one.
So you're just going to go for round one and not go
just
for the
go
belt.
For round one, yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be playing for a minimum of $50 in gift cards to Box of Gimmicks, plus whatever you can make. Get three bullseyes, we double it. Get the lightning, it's over.
Okay.
Let's spin them up. Tell me when.
Now.
Yeah, $3, another $2, and $2. Your first spin, you have put $7 in gift cards to boxofgimmicks.com, plus the other 50, that's $57 so far. By the way, I have no idea where the lightning is. So you and I and everyone else are looking together. Here comes spin number two. Tell me when, buddy.
Stop.
Bullseye! Three! And another! So after two spins, you have two bullseyes. I assume you want to freeze them?
Yes.
Let's freeze them. If the lightning is behind one of those bullseyes, you are good for the rest of the game.
Okay.
Here we go.
Stop.
You've done it.
Yeah!
Tyler, you have won $70 in gift cards to Box of Gimmicks. .com. Congratulations,
awesome.
Buddy. Please send
Thank
Josh
you.
Your information, or you can write me at Ephraim Blackjack online on Twitter. Congratulations, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Who drew number 12, Josh?
Michael McClanahan.
Michael McClanahan.
Hello.
You'll be playing for $100 in gift cards. And who drew number two?
Adam O'Neill.
Adam O'Neill. Welcome,
How's
buddy.
Good,
we have two. Top
guys. What Welcome. Was that, sorry?
What's up, buddy?
What you said? I missed what you said.
We have two top guys playing.
We do indeed.
Here are your categories. ECW, gimmick changes, theme songs, multiple choice, strictly women, raw guest hosts, rumble surprises, and the elimination chamber. Before we start this round, if a top guy would have made it to the bonus round and gone for it all in this second round, they would have been playing for this. Josh, what's behind the curtain? That's our grand prize on the game event. It's a VIP ticket to Money in the Bank. Join me and some of the crew inside Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas from your premium loge seat with your new WWE belt that will be presented to you at Money in the Bank. Enjoy VIP entrance, early access to the stadium, a full buffet, and drinks as you watch WWE superstars climb the ladder to try and secure themselves a championship match contract at Money in the Bank. And it can be yours tonight on the game event. This is what we will be playing for over the next few months. Our merchandise store is almost ready. Buy a shirt, be a top guy. You will qualify to play for a ticket to join me and some of the crew at Allegiant Stadium in style for Money in the Bank. That is our grand prize over the next 4 months. Details to come. Michael, let's spin them up. Tell me when.
Up.
Gimmick changes for 300. Raw guest host for 200. Your contract is one.
Raw guest host.
Value of this contract is 200 points. The executive producer of Adult Swim's Robot Chicken. He was the first non-wrestler to guest host Raw after Batista and Ted DiBiase. Name this actor who is also the voice of Chris on Family Guy.
Seth Green.
That is correct, and you have completed the contract. 200 in the pot. Michael, would you like to bank that or spin again?
Let's spin again.
Done. Let's spin them up.
Stop.
ECW for 200. Rumble surprises for 150. Your contract is one again.
ECW for 200.
Done. Value of this contract is 200 points. Tommy Dreamer is not happy that Beulah McGillicuddy is having an affair, but his tune quickly changes when he finds out she is cheating on him with what ECW woman?
Come on, a woman.
Francine.
Control passes to Adam. I heard someone shout that. Please make sure you're on mute. Please make sure you're on mute. Not you, Adam and Michael. Adam, do you know the answer?
I've never watched this, so I don't know if it's her name in it, but Dawn Marie. I don't know if she's called it in it.
The answer was Kamana Wana Leia. Control passes back to Michael. When Bam Bam Bigelow military presses Spike Dudley into a begging crowd so they can body surf him, what Guns N' Roses song starts blaring into the arena?
Patience.
Control passes to Adam.
I have no idea. I don't know any Guns N' Roses songs.
The answer, Welcome to the Jungle. Control passes back to Michael. Name the title of the WWE ECW direct-to-video documentary that chronicles the history of the promotion and was named Best Pro Wrestling DVD of 2005 by the Wrestling Observer Newsletter.
The rise and fall of ECW.
That is correct, and you have completed the contract. 400 is in the pot. On your way to 2,000, would you like to bank that or keep going?
Let's keep going.
Let's spin them up.
Stop.
Theme songs for 150. Rumble surprises for 250. Your contract is two.
Rumble surprises for 250, please.
Value of this contract is 500 points. In 2010, she became the second woman to ever enter the Rumble. Name her.
Glamazon, the Glamazon, Beth Phoenix.
That is correct. One more completes the contract. He's big, he's cool, and he's dyed his hair black. Give me the name of the surprise entrant who entered at number 32 in the 2011 Royal Rumble.
Character name is Diesel. The other name is, the person name is Kevin Nash.
Didn't that know is correct, one. And you have completed the contract. My goodness. 900 in the pot. Spin or bank?
Keep going.
Spin. Here again, we please. Go. Tell me when.
Stop.
Multiple choice for 350. Elimination chamber for 150. Your contract is one.
Do multiple choice for 350.
Value of this contract is 350 points. Michael.
Yep.
Where did the first AEW Dynamite broadcast from? A, Baltimore, B, Chicago, or C, Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C.
That is correct, and you have completed the contract. 1,250 in the pot. What would you like to do?
Keep going, please.
Here we go. Spin them up and tell me when.
Stop.
ECW for 200. Elimination Chamber for 200. Your contract is three.
Elimination Chamber for 200, please.
Done. Shawn Michaels was the first winner of the Elimination Chamber match at Survivor Series 2002. Name two of the five men in that chamber match.
Triple H and Rob Van Dam.
That is correct. Two more completes the contract. Who is the only person in Elimination Chamber history prior to today to eliminate all other five opponents in a single match and win?
Shayna Baszler.
That is correct. One more completes the contract. What wrestler has eliminated a combined 10 people in the chamber prior to today, not counting today, more than any other superstar?
I'm going to say Triple H.
Control passes to Adam. Adam, to win the contract, who is it?
John Cena.
The answer is Chris Jericho. Control passes back to you, Michael. What February pay-per-view replaced the Elimination Chamber in February 2008 and 2009, even though the chamber match still occurred?
2008 and 2009 in February, that would have been No Way Out.
That is correct, and you have completed the contract. 1850 in the pot. 150 away and a completed contract from going to the bonus round, Michael. Would you like to play or bank?
Let's keep going.
Oh my, look at this. Tell me when.
Stop.
Gimmick changes for 250. Elimination Chamber for 200. Your contract is five. This will decide it.
I want to go to the Elimination Chamber again.
Okay. Value of this contract, 1,000 points. Whoever completes this contract will win the game. Here's your first question, Michael. The third Elimination Chamber match took place at the inaugural New Year's Revolution pay-per-view in 2005. In what city did that pay-per-view take place?
San Juan, Puerto Rico.
That is correct. Four more wins the game. Name the only pay-per-view that held an ECW Elimination Chamber match.
December to Dismember 2006.
You are three away. The first SmackDown Elimination Chamber match saw Triple H become WWE champion by defeating five other opponents in 2009. Name three of the five men he beat.
Vladimir Kozlov, Jeff Hardy, and The Undertaker.
That is correct. Edge and Big Show were the other two. Here is your fifth question. What man holds the record for most elimination chambers in the chamber match, not counting today's pay-per-view, with five? To win the game, name him.
If it's single elimination chamber match, it's Braun Strowman.
You have won the game.
That Adam, was fun. Thank you.
That was fun. I answered every question almost correctly. Adam, you ran into a buzzsaw there.
What can you do? Just have to move on.
Michael McClanahan, how long have you been a top guy?
I've been a top guy since November 30th, 2020.
He has the date down too. Guess what, buddy? As a top guy, your path is a little easier now. While you cannot win the grand prize, because you are a top guy, you will be playing for the championship belt right now, plus whatever else you make in this round. Avoid the lightning and you win it all. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's spin them up.
Stop.
Bullseye. $1. Stop. The rule is, on this game, you are not going to lose on the first spin. The second spin, yes, but you can't just not play the bonus round. So we're going to redo it again. Spin them up.
Okay. Stop.
One. Three. You have $106 in your bank right now. Nine spins left. Now you have to avoid the lightning, Michael. Three bullseyes or 10 spins. Let's go.
Stop.
Three. And a bullseye. $112 in gift cards to boxofgimmicks.com. I assume you want to freeze that bullseye?
Yes, please.
If the lightning is behind there, you can go for the rest of the game. The only problem is that you can't get any more money out of that window.
No
Let's
problem.
Spin them up.
Stop.
Bullseye.
You want to freeze the other bullseye.
You want to freeze it.
Yes, please.
$115 in gift cards to boxofgimmicks.com is on the line. This is spin number four. Here we go.
Stop.
No! Michael.
Yes.
Oh, man. The odds were in your favor to avoid it.
No problem. This is fun.
As always, we want to hear your feedback on tonight's shows using the hashtag #TheGameEvent. You can find us online at AdFreeShows and me at Ephraim Blackjack. Again, over the next few months, you are going to have the chance to join me and some of the crew from the game event to win a VIP seat at Money in the Bank. It's not going to be easy, but it's sure going to be a lot of fun. For Josh Odom, artist JD Hoop, I'm Ephraim. We will see you next month for the game event exclusively on adfreeshows.com. Bye-bye.